Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Sari Williams.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, when the Pentagon secretly recruited media pundits to promote controversial Bush administration policies, it didn't break the law. At least, that's what the Pentagon's own Inspector General has concluded. In a report, the Inspector General's office said there was, quote, insufficient evidence that the pundit program violated laws against domestic propaganda. The Pentagon launched the pundit program in 2002 to promote the Iraq War. The Pentagon cultivated some 70 retired military officers who are media commentators, giving them talking points, inviting them to meetings with high-level officials, and paying for them to travel overseas. In internal documents, Pentagon officials referred to the pundits as surrogates and message force multipliers. In addition to Iraq, the pundits were encouraged to speak about Afghanistan, Guantanamo Bay, and warrantless wiretapping. The Pentagon continued its pundit program until April 2008, when the New York Times first reported on it. Many members of Congress condemned the program, and three official investigations were launched. The Pentagon Inspector General's report was the first to be released. One congressman criticized the report as a whitewash.
On his first day in office, U.S. President Barack Obama signed orders promoting government transparency and ethics. One order went further than any other administration's attempts to limit the influence of lobbyists on the executive branch. But the policy has loopholes, and the administration may allow two nominees to break its new ethics rules. As the Weekly Radio Spin reported previously, Deputy Secretary of Defense nominee William Lynn lobbied on behalf of the military contractor Raytheon as recently as 2008. Obama's ethics rules say former lobbyists joining the government must wait 2 years before working on issues they lobbied on or working for agencies they used to lobby. The Senate halted William Lynn's confirmation, waiting to hear whether Obama would waive the ethics rules in his case. Obama's nominee for Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services may also need a waiver. He lobbied the agency last year on behalf of anti-tobacco groups.
Has former Greenpeace activist turned PR consultant Patrick Moore ever met an industry that he didn't like? Since 2006, he's headed a front group for the nuclear power industry. Moore told the Center for Media and Democracy, which brings you the Weekly Radio Spin, that it doesn't matter if the fact that the nuclear industry pays him isn't disclosed.
I don't think it's a problem in that really what matters is that my support for nuclear energy is communicated. The fact that the nuclear energy industry is supporting my effort is logical. Why would a different industry or a different sector support my work in that regard? I mean, I need to be fed and clothed.
Now, Patrick Moore is working for the pharmaceutical industry. In an op-ed published by the Seattle Times, Moore praised industry efforts to monitor drug residues in drinking water. He then criticized activist groups in Washington, Oregon, and Illinois, saying they're pushing for, quote, costly and unnecessary controls, end quote, to get drugs out of their drinking water. The newspaper identified Moore as a consultant to government and industry groups without mentioning that his clients include drug companies.
Keep an eye out for former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. She may be out of office, but she wants to stay in the public eye. She recently signed a contract with the William Morris Agency, which describes itself as a talent and literary agency with, quote, clients in all segments of the entertainment industry, end quote. Rice has said that she doesn't want to be a pundit, but is interested in classical music, sports, and college scholarship programs. The agency will represent Rice on books, lecture and media appearances, charitable efforts, sports, and communications.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned Patrick Moore. After leaving the environmental group Greenpeace in the 1980s, Moore has worked for many companies wanting to greenwash their public image. His clients have come from the logging, mining, paper, natural gas, plastics, biotech, nuclear power, and pharmaceutical industries.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.